The next patient is Charles Panakia. The last name is P-A-N-A-C-K-I-A. Clinical case of a 47-year-old white male that is a patient of Ms. Heidi Smith. Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, A-P-R-N. Referred to this practice because of the need to evaluate the kidney function, period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Psoriasis. Hypokalemia. Today the patient comes for re-evaluation of the laboratory workup that was recently done. The retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done on June 27 of 2023 reveals a normal size kidneys. The right 10.8, the left 12.1 centimeters. There is no evidence of hyperechogenicity, and there is no evidence of obstruction. There is a small benign 7 millimeter cyst in the right upper pole. Period. In the comprehensive metabolic panel, the serum creatinine is 1.37, the BUN is 11, the BUN creatinine ratio is 8.2. The patient has a sodium of 138, potassium of 3.4, chloride 98, CO2 26, the GAP is 14. The estimated GFR is 64 mLs per minute. The microalbumin creatinine ratio is 22, which is within normal range. And the protein creatinine ratio in the urine is normal. Period. This patient has adequate kidney function without evidence of proteinuria. Number two, hypokalemia. This hypokalemia, in the presence of a normal aldosterone and a renin aldosterone ratio, in the presence of a normal aldosterone and renin aldosterone ratio, is most likely associated to the administration of diuretics. The diazide, which is a combination of hydrochlorothiazide with a sparing potassium sparing diuretic, and the administration of a furosemide concomitantly, period. It is in the best interest for this patient to stop the administration of furosemide and continue with the fluid restriction period. I have to mention that in a period of 7 weeks, this patient has lost 13 pounds just with adjustments that he has made in the lifestyle, period. Number three, arterial hypertension that is not aldosterone driven. The blood pressure today was 96 over 56. The patient is feeling much better. Following number. Psoriasis that has been treated by the rheumatology with the administration of Stelara. The patient claims that the psoriasis is getting much better. The pain that he experienced in the past in the joints has decreased significantly. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole. Following number, organic sleep apnea that the patient has been treated with CPAP. He says that sometimes he doesn't tolerate the face mask. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The patient was advised to quit this practice. Period, the patient was advised to continue with a salt-free diet and avoid the industrial production of food and follow a plant-based diet. We spend significant amount of time discussing the diet. The patient thought that he was going to be potassium restricted, when in all reality, we want the opposite. Written instructions were given to the patient regarding the diet. I am going to reevaluate the case in about 3 months before I return him back to the primary care. I spend 12 minutes in the evaluation of the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.